Aleluya. Y con eso dicho, hermanos, yo siento el ungimiento ya. With that said, we feel the anointing already with the great things that we're going to be talking about. El Señor está con nosotros. ¿Por qué no empezamos con una oración? We're going to begin with a prayer. Señor Jesús, gracias por su ungimiento. Gracias por su dirección. Usted nos está guiando. We thank you, Lord, for your anointing, for your touch. You are leading us, Lord God. You are guiding us in the way that we should go. Usted nos está guiando en la dirección en cual debíamos de caminar y en esta batalla, in this battle that we find ourselves in. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Y todos dijeron, amen. And everyone said, amen. Bueno, con eso dicho, vamos a empezar a hablar de todas las cosas grandes que están pasando en nuestra iglesia. There's many great things that have been taking place just in the last few days. Y si han notado, las devociones que estamos haciendo ahora, hermanos, simplemente estamos hablando de los testimonios grandes que están ocurriendo presentemente cada semana. If you've noticed, what we've been basing our devotions on, everyone, it's real time. We're literally talking about testimonies and great things that are literally happening in our church with our people on a weekly basis. On Monday nights, we're talking about the great evangelism that took place on Saturday and the great services that took place on Sunday. Lunes, en la devoción de lunes en la noche, estamos hablando del el evangelismo que está ocurriendo en la esquina de 4 y Grove, sábado en la mañana. Y las grandes cosas que el Señor está haciendo en nuestros servicios el domingo. De eso estamos hablando el lunes. And on Thursday night, tonight, we're recapping what took place this week. And many great things took place this week. Este jueves, en esta noche, estamos hablando de lo que ha pasado esta semana desde el lunes. And what's exciting about that, everyone, is it is as if, look at the Word of God, la Palabra de Dios. Estamos leyendo testimonios grandes que pasaron con Pedro, los apóstoles. In the book of Acts, for example, we're reading great testimonies that took place with Peter, the apostle Peter, and the other apostles. They were live testimonies that took place back then. Eran testimonios en vivo que ocurrieron en esos días hace 2,000 años. And that's exactly what we're doing. We are archiving and testifying of the great things that are taking place in our midst real time. Aleluya. Estamos hablando en tiempo vivo, en tiempo real, si se puede decir de esa forma, de lo que está pasando en nuestra iglesia en estos últimos días, y simplemente estamos testificando de ello a ustedes en tiempo real. We are literally testifying in real time the great things that are taking place. All right. And while I'm talking, and while I'm sharing these things, if anyone wants to give a shout out and say, yes, I know about that, and this happened to me, Brother Victor, feel free to send me that text message. Mientras que yo estoy hablando de estas cosas, hermano, si alguien quiere mandar un texto diciéndome, sí, hermano Victor, yo sé de qué estás hablando, y esto me pasó a mí también, y esto está pasando ahorita, por favor, mándenme un texto, y yo les voy a hablar a todo el grupo. And I'll go ahead and share that text with everybody. So, con eso dicho, vamos a empezar a hablar. Precisamente nuestro hermano Gustavo vino a la iglesia este domingo pasado. First of all, Brother Gustavo, who's on the line, he came to church last Sunday night. You see, Brother Gustavo came to the church with great need about 2 months ago. Hermano Gustavo vino hace 2 meses con necesidad grande hace 2 meses. Y lo encontré allí en la puerta, en el portal de nuestra iglesia. I met him at the gate of one of our gates there on Virginia at the church about 2 months ago, and he opened up with me. Great need. Él se abrió conmigo, él tenía necesidad grande, y empezó a hablarme de estas cosas. Se confesó su situación conmigo. He began to confess his situation with me, and we prayed right there on the spot. Oramos allí, él empezó a orar sin temor, sin vergüenza. He began to shed tears right in front of me without shame and without embarrassment. And since that time, he and I have been in constant contact for the last 2 months. Y por los últimos 2 meses, él y yo estamos en comunicación seguido por los últimos 2 meses. Y el Señor ha empezado a hacer obra en su vida. And the Lord has begun to do a great work in Gustavo's life. Well, he finally came to church this last Sunday night. De por fin, él vino este domingo en la noche. Y el Señor trató con él de tan forma que él dijo, yo voy a regresar. Y regresó anoche. And the Lord touched him in such a great way on Sunday night that he told me, Brother Victor, I'm going to be back. And he was. He came back last night, Wednesday night, and the Lord continued to deal with him. And he still has needs. Todavía tiene necesidad. Todavía tiene necesidad, Gustavo. Pero él ha entendido una cosa. Si yo puedo regresar a la iglesia, el Señor me va a seguir ayudando. He learned the lesson. If I just can just get back to church. And several people told him that this week. Just come back to church. The Lord will continue to open a path for you. And that's what he has continued to do. Well, quiero seguir hablando de esto. Porque fue ayer en la tarde, cuando yo estaba en la iglesia, que un hombre vino a la propiedad necesitando ayuda. Otra vez, alguien más necesitaba ayuda. It happened last night, yesterday afternoon. Again, everybody, there was a man by the name of Joe who came yesterday afternoon to the church in need. He had a flat tire. Tenía una llanta ponchada, así se dice. No sé, pero necesitaba ayuda con su llanta. Y me vino, por favor, ¿me puede ayudar? So I gave him a tire jack. Le di la herramienta para poder cambiar la llanta. 10 minutos después me vino y me dijo, necesito más ayuda porque ahora la herramienta para levantar el carro se me quebró. He came to me 10, 15 minutes later saying, you know what? I need more help. The equipment that raises up your car. Is that the tire jack? That broke and I had to let him use mine. And as we used my equipment, my tools to help him jack up his car, I began to talk to him about his situation. Cuando estábamos cambiando su llanta con mi equipo, empecé a aprender de su situación. Él vino de Arizona con su esposa. Ahora estaba su esposa y su hijo ahí enfrente de mí. Now he had his wife next to him and one of his boys there, about 5-6-year-old boy, as we're changing his tire. He came from Arizona. Él viene de Arizona. Yeah. Apenas tiene 2 semanas aquí en la área. And he barely has about 2 weeks here in the area. And he just got a job. Acaba de agarrar un trabajo. Y no le han pagado. And he hasn't gotten paid yet. So I reached into my wallet. And all I had was $20 in cash. La única cosa que tenía fue $20 en efectivo. Y se lo di. Y le dije, vete con esto y puedes ir a cambiar tu llanta. Hopefully you'll be able to change your tire with this money that I'm giving you. But I said, the most important thing you can do, you two, is come to church tonight at 7 p.m. Les dije, la cosa más importante que pueden hacer ahorita es de venir, hallelujah, rabashata. I feel the Holy Ghost just saying, necesito el Espíritu Santo, diciéndole esto a ustedes. Les dije, la cosa más importante que ustedes pueden hacer es de venir esta noche a las 7 de la noche. Y el Señor va a hacer algo para ustedes. The Lord will begin to do something for you. Well, as I prayed for them there, it was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, eran como las 3 de la tarde ayer, puse mis manos sobre ellos y empecé a orar por ellos. Y empezó a llorar la esposa, Alexis, empezó a derramar las lágrimas en su rostro. I seen Alexis, the tears began to flow down her cheeks as I prayed for her, and she felt the anointing. She felt the Spirit of God moving. Everybody, I want to share something with you right now, with those of you that are listening. You can do the same thing that I did. Que quiero decirle a todos ustedes que están escuchando, ustedes pueden hacer la misma cosa que yo hice. Yo no soy nada especial. Yo tengo el mismo Espíritu Santo que ustedes tienen. I want you to know that there's nothing special about me, about Brother Vic. I have the same Holy Ghost that you have. In the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. El libro de los Hechos capítulo 1 versículo 8 dice que recibirán poder después que recibieren el Espíritu Santo. Y ese es el mismo Espíritu Santo. This is the same Holy Ghost that I have. Well, guess what, everybody? They came to church last night. Eso es lo que pasó todos. Ellos regresaron a la iglesia anoche. Joe y Alexis. Joe and Alexis came last night with their 2 boys now. Vinieron con sus 2 hijos anoche y los vieron hambrientos, con hambre y con sed. And they came with a hunger and with a thirst last night. Excuse me while I take a sip of water. And Gustavo also came last night. Gustavo también vino anoche. Y el Señor los tocó en el altar. El hermano Alcántara empezó a predicar anoche. Brother Alcántara began to preach last night, and he began to preach a message that was custom tailored for these people. El hermano Alcántara empezó a predicar un mensaje que fue diseñado para esta gente que vino con gran necesidad. Pero el mensaje también se trató de la batalla. That message was also had to do with the battle. And that once we make the decision to fight on the Lord's side, the battle has begun. El mensaje que habló el hermano Alcántara fue que el momento que hacemos la decisión de pelear en el lado del Señor Jesucristo, la batalla ya empezó. Y eso es para todos nosotros. This message is for everybody, but even for the people that came last night, Gustavo, Joe, and Alexis. Everybody, I want you to understand something. These are new people that just came to our church. Esta gente es nueva gente que acaba de venir a nuestra iglesia. Y el momento que ellos deciden venir a la iglesia, es cuando su batalla empezó. The moment that they decide to begin to come to church, their battle has just begun. But I want to go into different areas about this, everybody. Yes, they're new people. They don't know how to fight just yet on their own. Ellos son gente nueva que todavía no saben cómo pelear propiamente, but they have you and I. Pero ellos tienen a usted y a mí. Y nosotros somos su nueva familia de ellos. We are now their new family, and we are going to teach them how to fight. Les vamos a enseñar a ellos cómo pelear y vamos a enseñar a ellos cómo poner ese armamento. We're going to teach them how to put on that armament or that armor of God. We're going to read the scripture in just a moment. Vamos a leer esa escritura en un momentito. Pero quiero poner esa semilla en ustedes ahorita. I want to put that seed in each of your minds right now. We are going to teach our new people how to fight. They're going to watch us how to fight. Ellos nos van a ver a nosotros como nosotros peleamos. ¿Cómo peleamos? How do we fight? Prayer. We're going to teach them how we pray. Vamos a enseñarles a ellos cómo nosotros oramos, how we fast, cómo nosotros ayunamos, how we read the Word of God, cómo nosotros leemos la palabra de Dios. They're going to be watching us. Ellos van a estar mirando, ellos nos van a estar mirándonos a nosotros, cómo nosotros peleamos, cómo nosotros oramos, cómo nosotros ayunamos. They're going to be watching us on how we use our techniques of warfare. Ellos van a mirar cómo nosotros usamos cierta manera, cierta práctica en nuestra batalla, en nuestra guerra. ¿Sí me están entendiendo? I hope you're understanding what I'm saying to you. You might be thinking, me? They're going to watch me? How I fight? Oh, I don't know how to do any of these things. Oh, but you do. You that are coming to church faithfully, you that are beginning to get a hold of God in prayer, ustedes que vienen a la iglesia fielmente y están aprendiendo cómo orar. Have you seen the prayer book in the last several weeks? How many of you have put your names there? And you're beginning to get a hold of God in prayer. Hey, you're entering into spiritual warfare when you pray that way. Yarabashatai. Ustedes que están viniendo y están aprendiendo cómo orar fielmente, ustedes ya están aprendiendo cómo pelear la batalla espiritual en la oración. That is the most important armament that you have. Esa es el armamento más importante que usted tiene. La oración, prayer, and praying the right way, orando de la manera propia, es el armamento más importante. That is the most important armament that you have. Praise God. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost just saying it. Yo siento el Espíritu Santo simplemente diciéndolo. I was going to go into this detail about you being the model or the teacher, but you know what, everybody? I'm feeling to say that. You. As our revival continues, we're going to have more new people coming. And they're not just going to be looking at pastor and the leadership. They're looking at you. Boy, I hope you feel what I just said. I felt it drop heavy. Someone said something about a mic drop. I'm not Brother Vic, not going to drop the mic. But I hope you feel the heaviness of what just fell right now. But, you know, ustedes que están oyendo esto, no quiero que ustedes piensen que todo es el pastor. Cuando la gente viene, el avivamiento que el Señor está mandando, el Señor va a estar mandando nueva gente, gente hambriente, y ellos no solamente va a estar viendo a nuestro pastor o a nuestro liderazgo, ellos están viendo a usted. No quiero nombrar nombres, pero voy a nombrar nombres: hermano Miguel, hermana Jessica, hermana Dave, hermano Sarah, hermano Art, hermana Lisa, muchos de ustedes, aleluya, la gente nueva los están mirando a ustedes. There's many of you that I don't want to name or embarrass anybody, because everybody on this call, everybody, this is for you. You are being called to this. The new people that the Lord is sending in the revival that is already taking place, it's not going to take place, it's already taking place. They're looking to you. They're looking to you. A brother Dave, a sister Sarah, brother Miguel, sister Jessica, brother Art, sister Lisa, and I can name everybody that's on this call. It would take too long, but you know who you are, all of you. This, you are the models. You are the teachers. Ustedes son los modelos. Ustedes son los maestros que la gente nueva está mirando. I hope you are picking this up. You know, I have someone that I, in my professional career right now, that he tells me something every now and then. Hey, Vic, are you picking up what I'm putting down? And I like when he says that. I need to pick up what he's putting down. Alguien que me está entrenando ahorita en mi vida profesional. Víctor, ¿estás recogiendo lo que te estoy poniendo ahorita en la mesa? Y me gusta lo que está diciendo. It's a very simple thing that he's saying, but it's an important thing. I need to make sure that I'm picking up what he's putting down. And I hope everybody is picking up what I'm putting down tonight. Espero que están recogiendo lo que estoy poniendo en la mesa. Porque esto se trata de cosas espirituales, hermanos. These are spiritual things that I'm talking about right now. But you are the vessels that the Lord is going to use. Ustedes son los vasos que el Señor va a usar para nuestra nueva gente. Now, I'm going to jump gears. I'm going to switch gears, and I'm going to share another thing that is taking place this week. Quiero decirle otra cosa que está pasando in terms of the spiritual warfare that we're involved with. Hablando de esta guerra espiritual que estamos hablando ahorita. Alguien me comunicó esta semana, someone got a hold of me this week, and they needed me to contact someone that's outside of the state of California. They're in the state of Texas. Me pidieron que me comunicara con alguien afuera de nuestro estado de California. Están en el estado de Texas. Y les comuniqué. I called them. I talked to them this week. And as I'm talking to this person, I find out that they used to go to the church here in Ontario when they were a child. Encontré que ellos venían a la iglesia aquí en Ontario cuando eran niños, abajo el Pastor Buxton. They used to go to the little church here where we have the event center under Pastor Buxton. They were just a kid. Y vinieron cuando eran un niño aquí a la iglesia bajo el Pastor Buxton en Ontario. Y crecieron y dejaron las cosas de Dios. And they got older and they left the things of God. All right? Qué triste. How sad that is. They've been away for, I don't know, 30 years, 40 years, 30 años, 40 años, yo no sé. And in that time span, isn't it something? Qué extraño es, hermanos, cuando alguien deja las cosas de Dios por tanto tiempo. When they leave the things of God for so long, they start getting in the world. They start dabbling in things that they shouldn't. Empiezan a tocar cosas que no debían de tocar. And he was honest with me. I need help. Él me dijo, ahora yo necesito ayuda, hermano Víctor, porque ahora yo y mi fiance estamos tratando con cosas muy pesadas. Now me and my fiance are dealing with some pretty heavy-duty things. It has to do with witchcraft. Tiene que ser con la brujería, que él siente que alguien ha puesto algo malo sobre ellos. He feels that someone has thrown some kind of a spell on them, upon him and his fiance. And as I asked more questions, cuando le hice más preguntas, él empezó a confesar. He began to confess. You know what? The truth of the matter is that several years ago, we got involved with that. I started to dabble with witchcraft and black magic. Él me dijo que él empezó a tratar con cosas de la brujería y esa cosa de, bueno, cosas que hacen la brujería y empiezan a practicar ciertos dichos. Y they began to use certain incantations and all that crazy stuff. And he began to tell me that a lot of his family is Catholic, and some of them don't believe in God, and some of his family is involved in black magic. Él me dijo que mucho de su familia está involucrado en el catolicismo, mi español pobre, y muchos de ellos no creen en Dios, pero hay cierto grupo de su familia que también está envuelto en la brujería. ¿Cómo la ve? Y esto es muy grande hoy en día. And this is really becoming more and more prevalent nowadays in where we find ourselves, everybody. We're dealing with spiritual warfare. Estamos tratando con una guerra y una batalla espiritual. Boy, I just feel the witness of the Holy Ghost saying this. Siento el Espíritu Santo nomás hablando de esas cosas. I'm not saying this to frighten you, anybody. I'm not saying this to scare you or to put you and make you feel uncomfortable. No, this is just the reality. No estoy diciendo estas cosas para hacerlos sentir malos o nerviosos. Hey, remember, everybody, we're on the winning side. We have the blood of Jesus. We have the name of Jesus, the banner of the name of Jesus at our forefront. Nosotros tenemos la sangre de Jesús y el nombre de Jesús, y nada puede contra el nombre de Jesús. And there's nothing that can come against the name of Jesus. Boy, I hope you feel that. Espero que sientan esto. Pero here's the reason why I'm telling you all this. Esta es la razón por cual estoy diciendo esto. Este hombre necesita ayuda en Texas. This man in Texas, he needs help. And so I'm connecting him with a pastor there in the area. Lo estoy conectando con un pastor en esta área donde él está. But before I hung up the phone with him, pero antes de colgar el teléfono con él, I told him, you know what, man? I feel like praying with you right now before I leave. Before I hang up the phone. Le dije, antes de conectar, antes de terminar la llamada, yo quiero hacer una oración contigo. And of course, he received it with open arms. Yes, yes, I'll receive it. I want it. Él me dijo con brazos abiertos, sí, sí, hermano Víctor, yo lo recibo. Everybody, I want you to know something. With everything that we've gone through in the COVID era, con todos lo que hemos sufrido con este virus en el último año, people that would have rejected you a year ago, have you noticed how receptive they are now? Gente que lo hubiera rechazado a usted hace un año, después que de todo lo que ha sufrido con COVID, y gente muriéndose, with people around them that are dying, de repente no lo está rechazando. Okay, ¿quiere orar conmigo? Okay, lloro contigo. All of a sudden, instead of saying, no, I'm fine, I don't need that, I'm okay, I don't believe in that, all of a sudden their attitude is very receptive. You know what? I, if you want to pray with me, I'll take it. You know why? They've had family members that they've lost to COVID in the last year. Ellos tienen miembros de familia que han perdido a este virus en el último año. Amigos que ellos han perdido. They've lost friends and family to this thing in the last year. All of a sudden, they are not so negative, and they are not mocking you anymore. No están negativos. Ahora no le están haciendo burlas a usted porque usted cree en el Señor Jesús. Hallelujah. And that's the same attitude that this man gave me. Esa es el mismo actitud que este hombre me dio. Sí, sí, sí. I'll take the prayer. Give it to me. Give it to me. And everybody, I want you to know something. I began to pray with this man. And of course, the anointing fell. Empecé a orar con este hombre y el ungimiento cayó sobre mí. Y empecé a orar por este hombre y de repente empecé a orar con un denuedo. All of a sudden, I began to pray with this boldness, with this authority, and it's not me. No soy yo. Fue el ungimiento del Espíritu Santo. It was the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I began to pray with authority. Lord, I want you to cover this man. I want you to cover his fiancée. Cover his family with your blood, with your name, Lord Jesus. Don't let place a hedge about him. Don't let any evil touch him. Empecé a decir, Señor Jesús, cubre a este hombre. Cubre a su fiancée. Cubre a su familia. Y no permita que ninguna cosa mala le toque a este hombre. Hallelujah. And when I finished praying, y cuando yo terminé de orar con este hombre, yo le dije, oye, yo siento que usted sintió este ungimiento. I told him, hey, I hope that you felt that anointing that I just felt right now. And he said, I did. I felt it. Hallelujah. Él me dijo, sí, hermano Víctor, yo lo sentí. Yo sentí algo fuerte, algo poderoso. And I said, you know what? You need to continue to pray like that. Le dije, y tú necesitas seguir orando de esa forma. El Señor te va a seguir protegiendo. The Lord is going to continue to protect you and place a hedge about you. Well, everybody, that's what we are dealing with right now. Con eso estamos tratando ahorita presentemente. Una guerra espiritual. Es una guerra espiritual. A spiritual warfare. That is what we're dealing with. And I'm almost finished here, but I want to read a couple of scriptures. Ya casi estoy terminando, pero yo quiero leer dos escrituras. La primera se encuentra en el segundo libro de Corintios, capítulo 10 y versículo 3. I want to read first from 2 Corinthians chapter 10. We're going to begin with verse number 3. We're almost done, but I want you to listen to what this verse says. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Did you hear that? You know, that really stood out to me. Versículo 3. Pues aunque andamos en la carne, no militamos. No militamos según la carne. Boy, that word, we do not war after the flesh. In Spanish it says, no militamos según la carne. That's where we get the term in English, militant. Militant. You heard about militant armies? It's a military. It's a military. It's a mindset, everybody. Es una mente diferente que tenemos que tener. Just think of it this way. Oh, I'm waking up in the morning. I'm going to say my little prayer, and I'm going to go out throughout my day. Okay, Lord Jesus, thank you for blessing me. Es como cuando nos levantamos en la mañana y estamos en una oración. Y Señor Jesús, usted esté conmigo este día, y voy a traspasar todo mi día, y voy a tener un buen día. That mindset versus Lord, I need to put on the helmet of salvation this morning when I wake up. Versus la mentalidad que dice, Señor Jesús, ponme, que, ¿cómo se dice en español, hermanos? ¿El Cosco? ¿El Cusco? Alguien me va a tener que ayudar. Es esa armamento que se pone en su cabeza, que va a guardar su pensamiento, va a guardar su mente. Y Señor Jesús, yo necesito ponerme ese armamento sobre mi cabeza, porque yo estoy entrando en batalla, en guerra, este día. Lord, I'm putting on the helmet of salvation this day because I'm about to enter into battle. I'm about to enter into spiritual warfare this day. Do you see that mindset? We do not war after the flesh. No militamos según la carne. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I hope you can feel that. Porque las armas de nuestra milicia no son carnales, sino poderosas en Dios para la destrucción de fortalezas. Boy, I hope you, I wish you could hear what I'm saying in Spanish. The weapons are not carnal. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty, mighty, powerful through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Las armas de nuestra milicia no son carnales, sino poderosas, fuertes en Dios para la destrucción de fortalezas. In Spanish, what it's saying, these armaments are powerful through God to the destruction of those strongholds. In English, it says, to the pulling down of strongholds. But in Spanish, it says, to the destruction. Hallelujah. To the destruction of those strongholds. Spanish takes it a little further, everybody. The Spanish takes it just a little bit deeper. We're going to destroy. We're not just going to pull down those strongholds. We're going to destroy those strongholds, everybody. Verse 5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Derribando argumentos y toda altivez que se levanta contra el conocimiento de Dios, y llevando cautivo todo pensamiento a la obediencia a Cristo. Oh my God, you got to read this in Spanish, everybody. Yes, it says that we're going to cast down imaginations and every high thing. Yeah, that's what it says in Spanish as well. Everything that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Y toda altivez que se levanta contra el conocimiento de Dios, y llevando cautivo todo pensamiento, bringing into captivity every thought a la obediencia de Cristo, to the obedience of Christ. We're going to read one more scripture. I know we're almost out of time. Ya casi estamos terminando con nuestro tiempo, but there's one more scripture, and that is, of course, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. Vamos a hablar, a leer del libro de Éfesos, de Éfesos, capítulo 6, y el versículo 3. And it reads this way. Para que te vaya bien. No. Is that right? Oh, my bad. Verse number 11. Let's go to verse number 11. Yeah, that's it. Oh, verse number 10. Efesios capítulo 6, versículo 10. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Por lo demás, hermanos míos, fortaleceos en el Señor y en el poder de su fuerza. This is almost what we read in Corinthians. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Fortaleceos en el Señor y en el poder de su fuerza. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. In Corinthians, we read how that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Los armamentos de nuestra guerra, nuestra batalla, no son carnales, pero son espirituales que recibimos por el Señor. We receive them from the Lord, and this is what this verse is coinciding as well. Este versículo dice la misma cosa, que seamos fuertes, fortaleceos en el Señor. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, y en el poder de su fuerza. Vestíos de toda la armadura de Dios. Put on the whole armor of God. In Spanish it says, dress yourselves. Dress yourselves with the whole armor of God. Para que podáis estar firmes contra las acechanzas del diablo. That ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Para que podáis estar firmes contra las acechanzas del diablo. That ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. In Spanish it says, para que podáis estar firmes, that you can stand firmly against the wiles of the devil. Verse 12, versículo 12. Porque no tenemos lucha contra sangre y carne, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, sino contra principados, but against principalities, contra potestades, against powers, contra los gobernadores de las tinieblas de este siglo, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, contra huestes espirituales de maldad en las regiones celestes, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Boy, I wish I could go into detail. Quisiera dar detalles en esto, pero we're running out of time. Estamos terminando el tiempo, but let me read verse number 13. Por tanto, wherefore, tomad toda la armadura. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. You know what I'm picking up here as I'm reading this? Lo que estoy recogiendo yo, entendiendo. Have you noticed the thread in all these verses that we've read? We need to take the whole armor of God. Necesitamos tomar toda la armadura completa. In the verses that we read in Corinthians and in the previous verses, the whole armor of God, all the armor of God, toda la armadura del Señor, toda la arma completa. And boy, I don't want to go into too many details here, everybody, but I think this is important. Esto es muy importante. We can't just take some of the armor, everybody. No podemos tomar nomás a cierta parte de la armadura de Dios. We need all of it. Necesitamos toda el armamento del Señor. Por tanto, tomad toda la armadura de Dios. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Para que podáis resistir en el día malo, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. Whew, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. Para que podáis resistir en el día malo. Are you getting the message here, everybody? There are some days that are worse than others. Hay unos días que son peor que otros días. There's some days where it's going to come like an onslaught. The enemy is going to come like an onslaught. Hay ciertos días que el enemigo va a venir con una fuerza tan grande que nos vamos a sentir que vamos a caernos. We feel that that onslaught is going to be so hard and so heavy that it feels like it's going to topple us over. That's why we've got to put on the whole armor of God. Por eso necesitamos tomar todo el armamento de Dios completo. Y habiendo acabado todo, estar firmes, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. And having done all, to stand. Oh, I fought, Brother Vic, I fought. Hermano Victor, yo peleé contra el enemigo. Tuve todo el armamento. I had the whole armor of God. I lifted up my sword. But at the end of the day, I was able to stand. Pero al fin del día, yo pude pararme firme. Let me just read, we're almost out of time, but let me just read these verses. Ya casi terminamos, versículo 14. Estad pues firmes. Stand therefore. Estad pues firmes. Stand therefore. Ceñidos vuestros lomos con la verdad. Having your loins girt about with truth. Y vestidos con la coraza de justicia, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, y calzados los pies con el apresto del evangelio de la paz, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Sobre todo, tomad el escudo de la fe. Above all, taking the shield of faith, con que podáis apagar todos los dardos de fuego del maligno, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Y tomad el yelmo de la salvación, and take the helmet of salvation, y la espada del Espíritu, and the sword of the Spirit, que es la palabra de Dios, which is the word of God, orando en todo tiempo con toda oración y súplica en el Espíritu, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, y velando en ello con toda perseverancia y súplica por todos los santos, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. But I want to read verse number 16, pero quiero leer el versículo 16, sobre todo, above all, taking the shield of faith. Sobre todo, tomad el escudo de la fe, con que podáis apagar todos los dardos de fuego del maligno. Because with that shield of faith, everybody, you're going to be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Notice how it says, taking the whole armor of God, tomando todo el armamento de Dios. But of all these armaments, pero de todos estos armamentos, the most important armament, it says here, is taking the shield of faith. Tomad el escudo de fe. Because everybody, when you're too tired to take up, to lift up that sword of the Spirit, cuando usted está muy cansado de levantar esa espada de la palabra de Dios, cuando está muy cansado de pelear, when you're too tired to fight, the one thing that you can do is to lift up that shield of faith to defend yourself. Cuando usted está muy cansado de levantar esa espada, que a veces está muy pesada, esa espada de la palabra de Dios, la única cosa que puede hacer es levantar ese escudo para defenderse. Ese escudo de fe, that shield of faith. When you're so tired, you feel like you're going to drop, but you can just lift up. You only have enough strength to say, Lord Jesus, help me lift up the shield of faith. I know your word, Lord God. I know everything that I've studied, everything that I've read in your word. I've prayed. Yo ha orado, Señor. Yo ha leído su palabra. Yo ha estudiado su palabra. Yo ha ayunado. I fasted, Lord. I've been praying. But right now, I have no strength. Pero ahorita yo no tengo fuerza. La única cosa que puedo hacer es levantar este escudo para defenderme. The only thing I have enough strength to do is to lift up this shield of faith. And the Bible says that the shield of faith is going to block every fiery dart of the wicked. La palabra de Dios aquí dice que ese escudo va a defenderte de todos los dardos de fuego. That shield of faith is going to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Everybody, I know I've gone too long. Yo sé que fui muy largo esta noche. Ya son las 8 de la noche en punto. It is 8 on the dot. And I'm going to have to break away now, but I hope you've received what I've given to you. We are in a spiritual warfare. Estamos en una batalla espiritual, pero estoy dando la fórmula de cómo defenderse. But I'm giving you the formula of how to defend yourself, everybody. Let's be praying for each other. Hay que estar orando por todos y todas las cosas que nuestros visitantes, Joe, Alexis, Gustavo, hay que estar orando por nuestros visitantes. And everybody, I want to remind you about our evangelism. We will be having it this Saturday at 11 a.m. Vamos a tener nuestro evangelismo a las 11 de la mañana en la esquina de 4 y Grove. Vengan, vengan con su escudo, vengan con su espada. Come with your shield of faith. Come with your sword of the Spirit. Come with all of your armament ready to fight in this spiritual battle. Vengan preparados de pelear en esta batalla espiritual. En el nombre de Jesús, que Dios los bendiga todo. God bless all of you in the name of Jesus. And I think we have some text messages here. Praise God. Yes, Sister Jessica. Amen, brother. We are one body. Somos un cuerpo peleando todos juntos. Y hermano, hermana Cindy said, we have to dress, we have to put on the whole armor. We have to dress with this whole armor daily. Necesitamos poner este armamento cada día, todos los días. And we need to love them with an agape love as they, yes, we need to love all of our visitors with the agape love as one body. Necesitamos amar todos nuestros visitantes con el mismo amor de Dios. Amen. Con eso dicho, Dios me los bendiga a todos. God bless all of you in the name of Jesus. We will see you all Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Los vemos todos sábado a las 11 de la mañana. Que Dios me los bendiga a todos en el nombre de Jesús. God bless all of you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.